And there's nothing quite like a Christmas pantomime, England's major contribution to the holiday season. But we seem to like them in New Zealand too, especially at Wellington Circa Theatre. There's singing, there's dancing, there's magic for the kids and risque jokes for the grown-ups. And above all, there's a bloke dressed as a woman.
There is nothing like a day.
Long-time panto dame and now frequent pantomime writer is Gavin Rutherford, though you wonder if it's a suitable job for a serious award-winning actor and one-time, believe it or not, marine biologist. Gavin Rutherford, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Marine biologist, that was a bit of a sharp left turn, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I think I had a passion, and I still do, for science and history as I was growing up. And we grew up north of Auckland, Whangaparoa, so 27 beaches within walking distance almost around there, and was always down at the beach and enjoyed the water and had a passion for going out on the sea and under the sea and all around the rocks and things. So I explored that at university, but it doesn't go straight to dolphins. There's a lot of multi-celled organisms living in mangrove swamps, and that's where I kind of thought that, and also the, well, the thinking of the career that I did end up doing, the financial rewards for scientists in the early 90s wasn't sort of, and it was sort of very limited. And
what, unlike theatre, where you're just rolling in money all the
time. So much cash, that's, I know.
But I mean, in fact, so what made you decide to become an actor? I mean, clearly you had an interest in both sides, but you clearly said, done with marine biology, I'm going to do this now.
Well, there was an intermediary time there where I worked for a radio station up in Auckland. I had a passion for the arts as well as science and history as I was growing up. In seventh form, I basically spent most of my time on the beach with a movie camera filming, making little short films instead of attending class. So maybe that's why my interest, or at least knowledge of science, dropped off when I got to university and suddenly it got a bit harder.
But I mean, the fact is that you made two decisions, really. One of them was to become an actor, and you became extremely good at it. I mean, you won the Chapman Trip a few years ago for a part that couldn't have been straighter. Mm. And yet, underneath all that, underneath the layers of marine biology and serious actor, there was a pantomime. I'm dames.
Just screaming to get out. Yeah, I love the silly. Mm. I love the epic. I love the ridiculous. And pantomime is all of that. And the dame character is also a clown. Mm. And that getting into that clown and having this amazing opportunity to do this for a decade now. Mm. It's the clown is sort of, it expurgates all my feelings for the year, that's the wrong word, but gets rid of all the feelings that I've had for the year.
And if ever we needed clowns, it would be now. I would say.
And so she can say what she feels and how she likes, and she's usually a little bit incompetent and not knowing what really is going on. But she has a big mouth and will embarrass herself most of the time. So that's sort of the inner me coming out.
Yeah, I never thought of it before, but you are the audience in some respects. I mean, you're the one person that everybody identifies with up on stage, because all this magical stuff is going on, and there's Cinderella and there's, Dick Whittington, and there's all these kind of pantomime sort of characters getting
serious,
on with their noble stories.
Big things are happening.
That's right.
And this maelstrom catches this character in the middle of it, and they try and grasp some sort of control, knowingly or unknowingly, and usually claim a huge influence in the good outcome at the end, even if they have messed everything up all the way through.
Now that you're writing pantomimes, Gavin, I mean, you've been doing it for a couple of years now, there clearly are certain rules, aren't there? There are things that you say, that is pantomime, that's not pantomime. So let's have a little look. I mean, it's always a trad story, isn't it? It's always...
Yes, there is. I mean, there's some American and some smaller of the English theatres that have tried to broach into sort of Star Wars the pantomime. Exactly. It's a little bit too college humour and a little bit too We need those grand stories that we grew up with, the love and the evil and the, you know, the dastardly villains and all of those.
Well,
sort of
this
things.
Year you're doing Cinderella, than which there is nothing more fairy tale than that. There's always a guy playing a dame. There's always this sort of, as you say, this big over the top clown figure. I mean, do you go for the pantomime principal boy thing?
We haven't in the past, and circus pantomime is different and has grown differently from the traditional English pantomime. Mm. And so there are things that we don't do, a food fight, because we don't have the stage back up behind the scenes to sort of wipe all of that up. Or
for younger members of the audience, the principal boy was always played by a woman traditionally. Though I have to say that the pantomimes that I've seen over the years, there's a guy usually played by some TV star from a soap opera, and there's the girl, you know, so we don't really go in for, you know, the woman playing Peter Pan.
Although this year we do, instead of having the ugly stepsisters,
right,
we have some evil step-siblings, and
and
so we have a principal boy as a in that role, so we have a woman playing a man, and then a man playing a woman in that role.
I mean, we're talking about doing something that's very trad, but is also bumping into quite a lot of stuff that's very now, like the whole LGBTQ representational. I mean, how politically correct is it these days to have that tampering with gender politics?
Well, it's getting more and more complicated. We hope we tread a nice line down the middle, and also it treads the fact that you do have... So if this year I'm playing the fairy godmother, so that's a man playing a woman's role.
Right.
If we had the ugly sisters, we would have two more men playing women's roles.
Right.
So that was a heavy consideration for us when we were writing it. I was greedy. I said, I'd love to be the fairy godmother because...
Right.
Yeah, because this year we wanted it to be about magic and love, and I wanted to sort of have some sort of incompetent control over that.
you're stepping into great shoes. I remember Helena Bonham Carter doing it once in the recent film of it. And it's modern day too, isn't it? You've done that, which is another thing where I can hear, you know, an intake of breath from traditionalists, maybe.
Well, we do. We always try and mash it up. So this Cinderella lives in Wellingtown, which is a fairy tale kingdom where magic is alive and well, and there is nobility, there is a king. But then there is the Karori Mall and the Mount Victoria Tunnel, and they do go to, you know, the markets down at the waterfront and the Solace and the Wind statue. So there's those sort of elements. We mix those things in.
Bob each way is what you're having. Quite right too, and also, I mean, there are all the other elements that one expects in a pantomime. I'm guessing, you know, the catchphrases and the songs, and you know the risque jokes for the grown ups and stuff like that. Mm. How long do you think it's got to last? I mean, it seems so old fashioned. I mean, it's not even my childhood; it's my parents' childhood.
It needs to evolve all the time, and I think we've managed to do that reasonably well, at least with the circa pantomime over the last few years. It has changed over that 17-year process. It's also stayed quite a bit the same as far as because Simon Leary, the other writer, and myself have been involved for a number of years. We have developed what we like to call canon.
Right.
So there are gags which, if you've seen the pantomime before, you will see again, because
oldies but goodies,
and that's sort of, it's just that sort of warm, comfy blanket that you can appreciate when you're sitting in the audience, and hopefully with a few more surprises. But we do need to keep thinking, and we're thinking next year about what happens with the pantomime, certainly under, you know, depending on what happens worldwide or nationally next year. Alert levels and all of those things are a big consideration for us at the moment. But yeah, just where we go with it, whether it needs, because it sort of made a bit of a change a few years ago with Peter Pan, with contemporary music and some slightly different stylings and different writers after. So Roger Hall had been writing them for a great number of years, and then they were repeated because they were such magical, wonderful things. But then he sort of decided that's enough pantomime from him. So we went with some different writers and had to keep adapting them within what the circus style is. And now Simon and I have written a couple and have plans for another one, but we do need to be accepted by the programming committee at Circa. But then there is, there's opportunity of do we start to look for, because we've got two white guys writing it. Mm. So do we need to look for more diverse writers? We try to keep a certain diversity in the cast, but that's hard because there is an understanding of those people who've worked there before to know what the style is. So that those sort of developments need to be thought about and happening all the time.
It's Pat O'King, Gavin Rutherford, who's appearing in Circa Theatre's Cinderella, which opened last night.